Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from World Relief Community Engagement Specialist Jody Jewell of Eau Claire on the topic of refugee resettlement. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. World Relief is an evangelical Christian humanitarian organization that on their website says there are over 100 million people around the globe who've been forced or made the painful choice to leave their home. After years of fleeing violence, famine, and extreme poverty, their greatest hope is that they'll find a safe place to rebuild their lives and call home. Sadly, says the World Relief website, this hope remains unattainable for many of our immigrant neighbors who feel marginalized, lonely, and afraid. They go on to say, rather than finding opportunities to flourish, many are losing hope as they struggle to overcome unexpected vulnerabilities and systemic barriers to integration. And at the World Relief Chippewa Valley webpage, it says, today our world is facing the largest displacement crisis in recorded history. As the numbers of men, women, and children who have been forced to leave home continues to increase, so too is the need for our services. That's why in 2023, World Relief Wisconsin expanded and opened a new office in the Chippewa Valley. Currently, they say their office in Eau Claire is offering resettlement and employment services for refugees, and you can learn more about their work by clicking on the Frequently Asked Question blog, and you can also click on ways to get involved, which there are numerous ones. Donate goods, volunteer, get involved, and more. Even job openings we'll tell you about later. For some months now, many have been made aware of the fact that World Relief has been working to bring refugees to Eau Claire. This news became public last October and has faced some opposition along the way. Friday, I recorded a conversation with World Relief Community Engagement Specialist Jody Jewell of Eau Claire and began by asking her how she ended up working for World Relief.
Yeah, you know, I had been involved with another group in the community that had been working with resettling some Afghans during the Afghan crisis. And through them, I learned that World Relief was looking to hire some people for a new Eau Claire office. And I was really excited about the opportunity to potentially be able to work in refugee resettlement. And so I applied for the position, and here I am.
What is it particularly that interested you in terms of working in refugee resettlement?
I think a big part of it is that I really have a heart to help the vulnerable. And I see that in the life of Jesus and the compassion that he showed for the people around him, as well as the different ways that even in the Old Testament, God instructed the Israelites to care for the orphan and the widow and the vulnerable. And I really wanted to be a part of that. I also was seeing how there are so many people who are forcibly displaced around the world. Like right now, we're looking at probably about 114 million people who have been forced to flee their homes. About 36 or so million of those are refugees who've been forced to leave their country, so have had to go across borders. And I wanted to be part of the solution and not just see the problem. And so I was really excited to be a part of World Relief, which is a Christian global humanitarian organization that we're actually the humanitarian arm of the National Association of Evangelicals. And to be able to be a part of this, and also that it's important that for me that my faith is a part of it, that my faith is my motivation for it. And so I was excited to be part of an organization that whose values align with mine so well.
I'd have to probably go back and find the answer, and I think it aired in one of our past programs, but Matthew Sorens, who you work with at World Relief, when you had the information session at the library in Eau Claire, and I had a chance to do a short interview with him before that session, and his answer about the Good Samaritan was better than any sermon I've heard. And I've heard a lot of sermons on the Good Samaritan and read books and everything, but it was just so good, and that really seemed like it's at the heart and soul and core of World Relief.
Absolutely, it definitely is. Like we see that there are themes throughout Scripture about caring for the vulnerable and the hurting in the world. And so for 80 years now, this is our 80th year of being an organization. We've been working globally to boldly engage with the world's greatest crises. And I really do think that there is a biblical basis for that. And for many of us who are on staff at World Relief, our faith is our motivation for that.
And when you look at the world these days, and maybe even particularly in recent months, where we're at even this week as we record this interview on Friday, May 3rd, like the world could use some relief.
Yeah, I think that's really true.
All right, specifically here in the Chippewa Valley, we know there there have been the discussion that 75 refugees were going to arrive and been hearing some reports. Where do we sit today in terms of how many have arrived and how many more are we waiting for?
Yeah, as of today, we have so far resettled five families, which include 24 individuals. And we are anticipating that by the end of this fiscal year, so by the end of September, we will have received the 75 that we've been approved for.
All right. So somewhere along the way, maybe I got misinformed. Like I thought the number had bumped from the 20s up to 45, but it's still at 24 individuals.
Yes, we're still at 24 individuals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, there'd been some outside discussion outside of your organization for quite a while prior to any of them arriving that they're going to be from Somalia. And as I understand, none of them are from Somalia.
No. So far, all of our arrivals have been from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Republic of the Congo, and the Central African Republic, which are all in Central Africa.
Uh-huh. And can you give us an idea of what was the situation from which what had made them refugees and preceded their arrival here?
Sure. Well, for all refugees, the definition of a refugee is a person who's had to flee their home country because of war or violence or persecution or even a well-founded fear of persecution for one of only five reasons: their race or ethnicity, their nationality, their religion, their political opinion, or their membership in a particular social group. And so all of the people who are arriving as refugees have applied to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UNHCR, and they have been given this internationally recognized legal status of refugee, that they fit that definition, that they've had to flee for one of those five reasons. And we aren't told specifically what that reason, which of those five reasons it is when we receive them, but we do know that they meet that definition.
Do you care to comment at all? I mean, in terms of some of the outside noise that had been raising concerns about Somalia, and they were pointing to your organization.
Yeah, I mean, we have always said that the trends around Wisconsin have been for people from the Democratic Republic of Congo. About 70% of arrivals last year in our sister office in the Fox Valley were from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then the second largest population that we've been receiving would be Burmese, so from Myanmar. So that we are seeing some of the trends that we were expecting. We don't know where they're going to come from until we know that they're coming, which we typically know about 2 to 3 weeks before they arrive. But those are the trends that we've been seeing.
Well, let us know of the 24 individuals and the five families. Can you give us an idea of how they're transitioning, how they're acclimating, kind of what's going on to help them acclimate, and how are they doing so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So they are acclimating well. We have volunteer teams that we call Good Neighbor Teams, and it's a group of 6 to 12 people from a local church or another organization or community group who commit to walking alongside the family for 6 months. So there's one group that's matched with one family. And I'm really excited that we have all five families are matched with Good Neighbor Teams. And so they have been building relationships and helping them with grocery shopping and getting to appointments and learning to use the bus system and all sorts of things. And so they've been a huge help. We as an organization help with employment. So we do have an employment specialist who has been working with the families, and several of them have jobs, and if they don't yet, they're getting prepped so that they can be employed very soon. And I think that for them, the transition is going pretty well, I think, for them.
It's a big deal, right? I mean, we can take it for granted. I mean, mm-hmm. we've kind of swam in this water our whole lives, this cultural water, but to come from those that part of Africa, as you mentioned, to here in terms of it's quite the transition.
Yeah, it is. It is a big transition. I mean, if anybody has ever gone overseas, you know that even if you go to, you know, a European country where the culture is a little bit more similar to ours, it is still a big adjustment. And so part of what we do is cultural orientation and help them to understand some of the differences in the culture so that it can help them to navigate and achieve self-sufficiency in our culture.
And I mean, as I understand it, I know one couple that's the good neighbor to one particular family, and they're two of the mm-hmm. best people I know. But mm-hmm. I mean, just that, like, to have the temporary housing and then to move into something that's, you know, more permanent for them. And then in their instance, to have the male lead, the father figure to be getting into the workplace. I mean, certainly coming eager mm-hmm. to work, and it seems like there's plenty of opportunities, even though unemployment's low. So.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of opportunities for them to work, and they're excited. Like, they are ready to work and provide for their families. Many of them have been in refugee camps for a very long time, and they don't have as much opportunity to work, and they want to be able to provide for their families. And so our employment specialist has been working with them and working with building relationships with employers. And she's doing a great job with that and getting them connected with different places that they can work. And so we've been seeing some good things coming from that.
Right. And so these good neighbors, what if somebody is interested in, I mean, as you go forward, I mean, that's great that you've got different individuals to work with these different families, but I imagine you could always use more mm-hmm. help, more people. How do people become part of the good neighbor team?
Yeah, absolutely. I go to churches and I speak at churches and, you know, give presentations and different things. As well as do training for our good neighbor teams. And so if anybody is interested in being a part of that, they can definitely contact me, and I would be happy to talk through, you know, the process of becoming a volunteer with World Relief, as well as, you know, setting up a time where we could meet and talk.
In terms of the opposition initially, it seemed like a lot of what I heard was concerned that, hey, you know, this was done clandestinely, you know, an unelected official found out in March and the rest of us didn't hear until October. I mean, can you at least speak to the way that this situation developed in the Chippewa Valley leading to how it's proceeding now?
Yeah, I understand that there was some frustration with the way things that came together. And, you know, I wasn't on staff at that time, so I wasn't really a part of things. I do know that we followed the same process that we have for opening all other offices in throughout the country. And so we did follow that same process, but we do recognize that there was some frustration, and we want to be open and transparent, which is why we've been having monthly stakeholder meetings with the people in the community who are providing services for our refugee arrivals. And normally those are quarterly, but we want to make sure that we are communicating well with them. So we are meeting monthly right now. And we're also holding quarterly meetings with elected officials so that they can also understand what's going on. And they can ask questions and we can have some conversations that way. In fact, we just had that quarterly meeting on this last Monday. And that went really well. We were able to have some good conversations and good discourse. And so we are seeking to move forward and welcome people well, even if it did start off a little bit shaky.
World Relief Community Engagement Specialist Jody Jewell of Eau Claire says there are employment opportunities with World Relief's Eau Claire office. In fact, at their website, those opportunities include an employment specialist, an immigration legal services specialist, and a health services specialist. That's just for Eau Claire. There are numerous other opportunities as well. For instance, in Appleton, they're looking for a communications and event coordinator and a case and resource aid temporary, client care specialist, and a housing and resource coordinator. Again, learn more at worldrelief.org. And if you're not looking to work for World Relief, you might consider some other opportunities, including donating goods. Refugee families often flee their homes at a moment's notice and arrive at the airport with few belongings. You can get involved today by donating items. Also, volunteers are welcome. Bring your gifts, abilities, and interests to build mutually transformative relationships with these new neighbors. Find a volunteer role and start the onboarding process today. And lastly, World Relief encourages you to get involved, saying there are countless ways to get involved with this evangelical humanitarian organization here in the state of Wisconsin, even as they've launched their Eau Claire office. From building welcome kits to attending events, check out plenty of opportunities and ways to get involved with World Relief in the Chippewa Valley. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Our guest, World Relief Community Engagement Specialist Jody Jewell. What a fascinating 6 months she's had with this terrific organization. 24 of the 75 refugees from five different families are here, and another 51 to come. We thank her for joining us and being our guest, bringing us up to speed on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.